on Tuesdays, we like to get into some true crime stories, not because they're fun, but because they're a little bit fascinating. And the case out of South Carolina is crazy. Days after Maggie and Paul Murdaugh were shot to death on a property there in South Carolina, authorities brought in Alex Murdaugh for questioning. Alex is this once prominent attorney who had been generations of attorneys in South Carolina. His family was well known. His family was incredibly well connected. They had power. They had money. They had influence. They had the ear of every politician in the state of South Carolina.
A prominent Democratic family.
At some point, you mix in some opioids. You mix in a little bit of grifting from not just the law firm, but specifically some of the clients that the law firm was representing. And Alex Murdaugh starts feeling the pressure. Investigators are looking into him.
Because they're investigating embezzlement of millions, right?
Right. $8.5 million, I think, was the number they finally came up with. They also said that he specifically defrauded his former housekeeper out of a $4.5 million insurance settlement. Remember, she died in a weird slip and fall accident at the Murdaugh home. And the housekeeper's son said Alex Murdaugh promised he would get us money from the insurance company, which he did. He got the money, but then kept the money, the $4.5 million.
She died in February of 2018.
Then there was a weird story about somebody dying in a boating accident where one of the sons was piloting the boat when he shouldn't have and he was drunk. I mean, this guy's got bodies piling up around him. So,
but to be clear, that deadly boat crash, behind the wheel of the boat was Paul, and Paul is
now dead.
Deceased.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's another son. We figured out Buster is the older of the two sons. So Maggie and Paul shot to death back in June of 2021. They bring in Alex for questioning, even though he's the one who called 911 and said somebody shot my wife and son. They believe pretty early on that he had murdered his family and then changed his clothes and visited his mother to establish an alibi. By the way, small piece of evidence was the blood-spattered raincoat that they found at mom's property. So he sits down, does Alex Murdaugh, with an agent with the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. They call it SLED. And during the police interview, according to Jeff Croft, Alex Murdaugh gets emotional. And Jeff Croft was on the stand yesterday in this trial in South Carolina and says Alex Murdaugh made a surprising statement when he first saw the graphic photos of his murdered son. Shotgun, I believe. Jeff Croft says Alex Murdaugh cried. It was so bad. I did him so bad. He's such a good boy, too. Now, Alex Murdaugh is sitting there in court, shaking his head vigorously to suggest maybe that this officer was misquoting him. The recording of the interaction was played in court. And the people in the courtroom said it was a little difficult to hear exactly what had been said, but.
Oh, he says it's completely taken out of context.
Yeah.
And his original story, by the way, according to body cam footage that was released, he tells a sergeant on scene, "This is a long story. My son was in a boat wreck. He's been getting threats. I know that that's what this is." So he's blaming it on that boat wreck that had happened.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, having said, reportedly, it was so bad, I did him so bad.
I was listening just a few minutes ago. There is another officer. I believe that this is another officer that's part of the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division talking about phone records that they had.
Another piece of singular data on a phone. Is there a way to alter it remotely?
No, sir, not that.
And they're talking about the using triangulation to put Alex Murdaugh at that property. It's like 1,700 acres. So they're trying to see, can they establish with much more certainty that he was in the area where Maggie and Paul were when they were killed, because he claims he wasn't there.
And the defense basically saying that bite about, I did him so bad, he was saying they did him so wrong.
They did him.
They did him.
All right.
Would you like your Jeopardy question of the day?
Yes.
All right. The category is down in Africa.
Okay.
For 600. Species that need protection include this animal. Africa has fewer of them than their shorter pal, the elephant.
Oh. That's a silly. Is it that?
He is correct, ladies and gentlemen. What are giraffes?
That's an odd. Some of those I feel are not Jeopardy worthy.
All right, where's your $600? Because I don't have it.
Exactly.
I don't have it. Oh. Mondo.
We're in the middle of True Crime Tuesday. By the way, Marla Tejas is in for Shannon today. And there has been a very weird set of circumstances at the Dallas Zoo.
Something's fishy.
The zoo, I don't think it's not the aquarium. The zoo alerted Dallas police yesterday that two of their monkeys were gone. These are specifically emperor tamarin monkeys. So think of a Dr. Seuss character, but in the form of a monkey.
It's the cutest thing.
It's a little guy. He's probably the size of a small dog or cat, I suppose, to put it in more, you know, relatable terms. And his most of his fur is dark, but above his eyebrows and his mustache is bright white. So it looks like a cartoon character.
It does.
Dallas zookeepers were looking for the animals. They generally like to stay close to home, but they were not found. The Dallas Police Department says they believe that these emperor tamarin monkeys were stolen. Now,
yeah,
it gets weirder than that.
Yeah, there's a backstory because this isn't the first suspicious activity at the zoo, right? Earlier this month, police and zoo officials said Nova, a clouded leopard, was able to escape its habitat after the fence was intentionally cut open.
Now, that I remember because they were telling people, do not go to the zoo. And if you live near the zoo, please keep an eye out for a leopard. And they eventually determined that the thing never left the grounds of the zoo. She was found unharmed a few hours later within the zoo. But they believe they found that, like you said, the fence was intentionally cut open. Then also,
there's more.
The Langur habitat. What in the world is a langur?
Thank you, because I'm Googling langur. It's a monkey. Okay. Oh, it's cute.
Another cute monkey.
Yeah, they're all cute.
This one also, but this one has lighter fur with a really dark face. The Dallas Zoo says the lappet-faced vulture was also found with a wound on Saturday morning. And they're trying to investigate whether this was an inside job or someone externally. Last week, the zoo reported an endangered vulture found dead under suspicious circumstances with that wound. The Dallas Zoo said there was not any sign of tampering with the vulture habitat, just the vulture. U.S. Fish and Wildlife has also been called in to investigate the occurrences to see if they may be connected.
They've added cameras and security patrols, overnight staff as well.
The Dallas police loaned portable solar tower units, which would provide additional camera footage. By the way, not today. Not today. It's not, doesn't have solar coverage. There's ice storms in Dallas right now, so they're not.
Good point.
Look, CNN is doing the same exact story right now with this. In fact, CNN spoke with a guy from the Miami Zoo, a guy named Ron McGill, about those emperor tamarin monkeys that were stolen.
The more I hear about this, the more I think that there is malintent behind it. You can take an animal out of the wild, but you cannot take the wild out of the animal. For anybody who thinks that, oh, I can turn this into a good pet, you're wrong. You're wrong. My fear is that it's going to get so bad that we have to make so many different types of barriers and security that we lose the ability to do what we're meant to do, and that is to connect people to animals. And that's really a sad state.
Monkeys are a fun creature, mm-hmm. right? They'll also chew your eyeballs out if they have to. And in the event that they get something bigger, I mean, the clouded leopard is probably the most dangerous that has been involved in these weird hijinks in the Dallas Zoo.
It's gorgeous.
But if they had released any, I don't know if they have chimpanzees. I'm assuming they do. It's a big city zoo, chimpanzees or other ape like that. They'll kill people quickly. I mean, they do not mess around, and they'll tear you limb from limb and eat parts of you if they have to, because you're a threat to them. Not because you taste good, because you're a threat to them, and they're going to kill you, especially if they deem you as aggressive towards them.
Well, that reminds me of Chris Rock, the joke when he said something about, remember the tiger who attacked?
Siegfried and Roy?
Yes. He's like, people are saying the tiger went crazy. No, the tiger didn't go crazy. The tiger went tiger. The
tiger did what tigers yeah. do.
The zoo is offering a $10,000 reward for information that can help lead to an arrest of people responsible for any of the incidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is definitely an inside job. I'm just amazed that at this point, they haven't found somebody to take responsibility for it. And something like this, you know, if this was environmental activist of some kind or animal activist of some kind, they would like to take credit for it so that they could get their message out there. This has sort of been bubbling under the surface unless you live in Dallas.
And how do you conceal two emperor tamarin monkeys for all that long?
Large paper bags? I don't know. It's a great question. Well, thank you again for coming in. I appreciate it.
It's already been 4 hours.
It's just like that.
Time flies when you're zipped sitting by. Next to Gary.
Zipped by.
Thanks
tonight
for having
at 6
me.
O'clock is when you're going to be on Channel 11.
Yes, with Alex Michelson. So hopefully maybe get a few more viewers. Thanks to you and KFI AM 640.
Well, we wish you the best of luck today.
Thank you.
And then tomorrow you're on your own. All right. John and Ken Show is up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay dry, everybody.